This check of York Haven X Traffic, a service of a Foundation for a Better Life, 11 o'clock hour. We still have some delays, believe it or not, eastbound I-10, 27th Avenue into the tunnel. Also look for a wreck southbound I-17 at Thomas. We also have a collision Broadway Road at the 101 in Tempe. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbook Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high of 93. Winds will be out the east-southeast at 5 miles per hour, becoming west by the afternoon. For this evening, it'll be clear with a low of 66. The west-northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, then becoming calm. Sunny skies on tap for Thursday with a high of 91. I'm Wayne Trump from the KFNX Weatherbook Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 84 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Market Ready Wednesday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
There was a join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX, 602-277-5369, or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way, the latest real estate numbers, plus a look at common mistakes sellers make during the transaction and marketing process. Very interesting. Then in our loan segment, snowbird season is upon us. Deanne has some tips for purchasing that second home. Bottom of the hour, we got some new listings and investment opportunities you will not want to miss. And down the stretch, our new favorite real estate tool. Deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
I like the list of tools. You know, that'll be three tools in a row. We're like a toolbox.
I think this is our fourth tool.
We had the rake. We had CLR. we had
home goods for lighting.
Home goods for lighting, CLR, and the carpet rake. You know, it's the little things in real estate that make houses sell.
Don't forget the Zip-Zorp. That's like your fifth tool. The Zip-Zorps.
What's a Zip-Zink?
It's a girder rod extension on the G5.
A girder?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Chet, but hey, sounds good.
Chet, I think you're going to the fair tonight. Are you going to the fair?
Are you sure you're not mixing up with auto tools, Chet?
Auto tools is what I was thinking.
Yeah, yes.
that's a different on the G5 girder.
I'm an idiot.
That's a different show, Chet. Different show.
Guess who's playing at the fair tonight?
Let's see. It'd have to be someone that I could assimilate with,
or you wouldn't. A foreigner.
Starts with a C.
Cheap Trick.
I was going to say, you beat me to it.
Out of all the bands playing at the fair this year, Cheap Trick, I think, actually is the only one that I want to go see. And or Garbage is going to be there.
Garbage and Cheap Trick.
Yeah. Okay. The rest of it is, you know, a couple contest winners.
Is Snoop playing this year?
Snoop. I don't think Snoop's there.
You'll let me know how that goes, Ricky.
I will do that.
I've seen
Cheap Maybe you'll Trick. Send me a little text from the fair.
I'm going to go on the Cookie Tosser ride. You know which ride that is? That's the spider that, you know, you ever seen that spider? Where
the octopus?
The octopus, and it twirls people around.
Oh, it makes you hurl.
Rick is just speaking in a little bit of hyperbole now because he doesn't get anywhere near anything that spins around.
Hyperbole.
Yes.
It is called the Cookie Tosser.
Yeah, more things get tossed.
I mean, the fair. Other than cookies. You got to go do the fair. Anyway, so we're going to go
down there. It's a veritable smorgasbord, you know.
The Elton Brothers are going to be at the fair passing out cards.
Signing autographs.
And we're going to be talking about listings, and we're going to be saying, you know, hey, welcome to Arizona. Let's buy some real estate.
We're going to get a booth at the fair, Rick?
You know, speaking of buying real estate, you know, we always come across, you know, we have just a list of listings that we get, especially now. Like, we sold a lot of our listings over the summer, and now there was that lull in real estate, and now we're starting to get inventory back. And speaking of getting inventory back.
What do you got?
We got some new listings coming up. We got a great house that's coming up at 34th Street in Bell. You know, this one is 1650 square feet, and it's probably going to be somewhere in that 275 range. It's a four bedroom, two bath in a cul-de-sac, and this one is at 1650 square feet, and it's probably going to be listed in that 275 range. We have one coming up in Tatum Ranch. This house is an amazing property in Tatum Ranch. It's one of these little cul-de-sac homes. It's a upstairs, downstairs. It's got a two-car garage, and it's completely redone, remodeled, and it's going to be listed in that 275. As a matter of fact, I'm taking that listing after the show today. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with short sales. I know that we're going to get to it later on in the show, but right now, I'm still seeing a lot of properties that are underwater, and people are trying to figure out what to do with their properties, especially now that their loans have recast and their payments are higher, and they don't know what to do. I'm getting emails daily about people that need to do something with these loans.
Well, still about 10% of homes in Maricopa County underwater. And so we have a few short sales going right now. And there are people still suffering hardships. Like you said, their loans recast. So what that really means is their payment shoots higher. And suddenly it's a little bit like sticker shock. And the new payment is now unaffordable. And so people have to let their homes go or think about refinancing or loan modification. Well, if the refinance isn't working and the loan modification isn't working, then you got to consider, or you should consider, a short sale. And so we consult with you at your convenience, talk about your hardship. You may have loss of income. You may have increased responsibility. You may be going through a familial problem. Any kind of hardship can qualify. Last few short sales we've done, $10,000. In relocation assistance to the sellers. So
they're all different.
They're all different, and we have to consult with you about it. Give us a call, 480-451-3318, if you have questions about short sales. What do you got?
So there's one more house I want to talk about that actually we're going to put on the market hopefully Friday. Vicky is now back from Starbucks. She's in the car. She's listening. Good job, Vicky. What did you get? A double venti caramel macchiato? What did you get? You got to bring us one down here at the show. So Rob and Vicky, they're some long-time listeners of the show. They're on their way to California. They're going to be having a good old time before he goes back to work. But anyway, have a safe trip, guys. I just wanted to talk a little bit about your house. This is in Sierra, Montana. It's in Surprise. This is one of the most beautiful homes, beautifully appointed properties I've seen in a long time. It is semi-custom. It's actually three bedrooms. It's 42 square feet, and it's got, let's see, three big bedrooms, a big master upstairs. It's got a reading room. It's got a how would you say it? It's got a flex room, like a theater.
It's like a TV media room.
It's got a den downstairs that could be an office. It's got a teen room with a balcony. It's got
huge great room, fireplace, beautiful pool.
It's got some. It's got the GE monogram appliances.
It's got the fire pit out back. It's got the three-car tandem pass-through garage. It's got decks all over the place. The master has its own deck. The front bedroom play area has its own deck. It's got a porte-cochere. Got to throw that word in. This is one of the best homes in Surprise. I don't think we're going out on a limb there.
It's probably the nicest home in Surprise.
And what are you getting for all of that, Rick? 4,200 plus square feet and all of those amenities. What are we listing it at?
$419,000.
$419,000. That's under $100 a foot.
Yeah. It's 4,252 square feet.
As a matter of fact, I would put this $419,000 house up against any other $419,000 house in the entire valley.
You did a great job taking pictures yesterday, and he was telling me that the range, you know, he wanted to put the heat lamp on. And he's like, you didn't want to put the picture of the heat lamp. Well, so I took a couple pictures of my phone and we're gonna put one of those in there.
What you're referring to is the gourmet kitchen package, which is pretty substantial. It's got the gas, it's got lots of burners and high end appliances, stainless. I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful home. 419. Give us a call, 480-451-3318 if you want to be in the nicest house in Surprise.
You are kind of like the photo Nazi, huh? You're like,
well,
your way you don't have the highway.
To, yeah, Nazi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't have to. Tough description to take there.
No, it's like the soup Nazi.
On Seinfeld. Soup Nazi.
Oh. On Seinfeld.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Very good. Yes, Rob was helping me a lot yesterday. I appreciate that. He was moving all kinds of stuff, making it look good for the staging of the photos. Appreciate that. Coming up next, Snowbirds. Around the corner, Deanna's tips for purchasing that second home. Next on The Real Estate Show.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is, start with someone you know. Like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life. Starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
With 8 offices throughout the valley, First Arizona Title Agency averaged $2 billion of local real estate closings annually. Those dollars in turn generate jobs and add value to our local Arizona economy. First Arizona Title Agency is privately owned and operated by local businessmen and women and prides itself on giving back to the community with discounted fees to our teachers and first responders. To find an office close to you, visit firstaztitle.com or call 480-385-6500.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Home, home, everybody to the Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers. Can you tell? With Arizona Best Real Estate, you can call us direct anytime, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannotized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Deanne, what's happening out there? What's happening? What do we got going on? I mean, there's so much talk today. We always talk about the 10-year, and we always talk about rates, and we always talk about this and that. There's a little bit of uncertainty going on. I see the 10-year is almost to 1.8.
We were talking about that this morning.
Creeping up. It's like, you know, it's just in time for Halloween. Is that what's going on, or what's up?
Well, actually, I think what's happening, the investors, meaning the banks and everybody, is pricing in, they're starting to price in the anticipated rate hike in December.
That's what the rumbling is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
For everybody listening out there, what does that mean? What does that mean for people out there that are on the fence? That means get off the fence. That means get off the fence, get to Deanne, get qualified. And let's get going on buying some real estate, because guess what? People, they want to have the Fed funds rate to about 1% by mid-year. Who knows what that'll ultimately do to mortgage rates, but it ain't meaning they're going down.
Right, exactly.
There's only one way, and that's up.
What it means is the 4% that we've been enjoying for the last couple of years, give or take, could be a memory.
And we've said this before.
Sooner rather than later. And, you know, take advantage of, I mean, the downside risk a lot higher than,
you mean the upside risk?
The upside risk a lot higher. Sorry.
Is a lot more in line than the downside potential.
There you go.
Did I put that right?
I think people get it.
I think we nailed it.
Now that we've talked about all that, one of the little groups that we're especially, we have here in town, a lot of our communities are second home communities. Places like the Racquet Club, predominantly, or Winfield up north, or
Vistancia.
Yeah. You mean Estancia?
Estancia.
I don't know about Vistancia.
Trilogy.
I think those people actually live there year round, Rick.
I think it's a lot of second homes too.
Maybe. Anyway,
there's a huge percentage. The point is,
a lot of people come here to get out of the whatever weather they're getting out of, and they want to enjoy our good weather. And so, what do we got for second homes, Deanne? A lot of misperceptions out there about how to obtain financing for second homes.
It's the second home season right now.
Absolutely.
We're coming into it, and they're not only going into the retirement communities as they have been historically, because there's not a lot of inventory and prices have gone up. So you're actually, I have a lot of second homeowners that are actually looking in outlying areas. They're looking downtown, places where year-round residents want to be, simply because of the growth. But the misconception is a lot of people that are purchasing second homes think that they're going to have investor rates. They think their interest rate's going to be higher, that they have to come in with 20% down, where realistically they only have to come in with 10%. And there's no hit on the interest rate for a second home versus a primary resident.
So 10% conventional financing is available at the same rate as a primary if you're looking to buy a second home.
Exactly. So, for instance, now, of course, you have mortgage insurance, but anytime you don't put 20% down on the conventional loan, you're going to have that mortgage insurance. So to give an example, at $280,000, second homeowner, 10% down, the interest rate today is 4.125%. With an APR of 4.405, all-in payment of $1,497.02.
$1,497, that's a $280,000 home.
Right, with 10% down.
With 10% down. And that includes taxes and insurance.
Yes, and mortgage insurance.
And mortgage insurance, but obviously HOA is going to fluctuate.
Right. HOA, some people have it, some people don't, depending on the area. So just give an instance today, with 20% down, whether you're a second homeowner or whether you're moving into it as your primary residence, the rate is still 4.125 with an APR of 4.201. And your all-in is $1,269.83.
So $1,270. So that's about, we're looking at $100, $220.
Yep.
I have a question.
Yes.
I always do. But I have another one. Say I own a property in Virginia, and I want to get a second home out here in Arizona, but I am in a lease for, say, another 7-8 months, and I want to buy now. Is it possible to get a second home as a second home status, or would I have to buy it as an investment because I'm in a lease and I'm leasing?
No, you can still purchase it as a second home. It just has to make sense on why you're renting where you're renting and that you're going to utilize this one as a secondary residence.
Okay. And,
so,
go ahead.
I mean, it just depends on the circuit. It has to make sense.
See, that's great news. That's a breath of fresh air that you say it has to make sense. So what you're telling people out there is when they're applying for financing, it's not so rigid that, oh, my God, I have this credit score, so I can't get a house, or I have this and I can't get a house. There, it has to make sense. And if things make sense, you can generally qualify.
But the right questions have to be asked, because you're absolutely right, Rick. Typically, somebody will look at that scenario and say, oh, we're just going to throw you an investor, which, of course, today the rate on investment is 4.875. So you have an APR of 4.985, so you're 1372, where you could have qualified for the 1269. So make sure that when you're talking to your lender that they understand the circumstance and not just plop you into an investment because it's easy when it can make sense as a second home.
Yeah, don't get plopped.
Right, don't get plopped.
Hashtag don't get plopped.
I have a question regarding status, second home status, the end, in regards to geography.
Right.
So if you're in the same community, and I've run into this, where you, first of all, size of the home. Does the second home have to be smaller than the primary?
No.
And in terms of geography, how far outside of Phoenix do you have to be in order to get that second home? Like
100 miles.
Well,
is it 100 miles? Is it 50? Is it Flagstaff? Is it another state?
Prescott?
Like, again, it depends. I have people that live here and they have a secondary residence in Sedona or maybe in Pine Top or Sholo.
Sure.
Because it's cooler. So that makes sense. I want to get out of the heat in the summertime. My family and I like to go up and go fishing on the weekend, but we only want to be an hour and a half away. So again, it has to make sense. So you can't say, okay, I'm living in Phoenix, and I want to buy a second home in Buckeye.
Hey, gotcha. Now.
That's what you guys are saying.
That's all almost right. About 100 miles away.
So if you guys have any questions about second home status, financing, you're considering this either in town or in our vicinity, give Deanna a call, 602-606-6728. Got a couple minutes, Deanne. How about rates? We already did 4 1/8 for conventional and second home.
Yep.
You want to do FHA?
I do, but really quick, another misconception.
Oh, sure.
You can have more than one second home. So let's say that you have a second home up in Vail, Colorado, because you like to ski. That doesn't mean that, you know, you're from Minnesota, that you can't have another second home down here, because it's two entirely different environments. So with that said, you need to call and find out.
So, real quick, so you can have 5 second homes.
Well,
if it makes sense.
It makes sense. Geographically, if it's different activities, absolutely.
All right.
One second home.
I want one in Vail.
FHA. Me too. I just can't afford it. So we need some more people calling from the show, and there we go.
There you go. So here's your opportunity. 2 minutes, Deanne. FHA.
Okay. We bumped up to 3.5 with an APR of 4.578. All in, $1,610.67.
$280,000 home, 3.5% down, can be gifted. We can try to get the seller to pay closing costs. And so last week the rate was 3.375. Now we're at 3.5, so we ticked up 1/8.
Yes.
How about VA?
VA, same thing. We're at 3.5 with an APR of 3.693, all in $1,465.98.
All right, $1,466. That's zero money down. VA financing, 100%. If you're VA eligible, take advantage of 3.5% interest rates. We don't know where they're going to be tomorrow, but we know where they are today. How about conventional? Oh, we did conventional. That's 4.125 up to 200, with 280,000. The payment was 1270.
1269. 1270.
All right. 1270. And then now investors, Deanne.
Investors, 4.875, APR 4.985, 1372.93. So the thing to keep in mind, you figure that's only 3/4 difference on the interest rate, which doesn't seem like a whole lot. But when you look at that, 20% down good credit, it's $100 a month more for 30 years.
Wow. The numbers make sense. And I'll tell you what else makes sense. Give Deanne a call for all of your financing questions, whether you want a second home, a refi, VA, FHA. Her direct line, 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks, Deanne.
Thank you.
Up next, we got another new listing, some investment opportunities and more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arizona News Radio, with Donald Trump lashing out at Republicans who've withdrawn their support in the wake of the release of that 11-year-old video in which he's heard making lewd remarks about women. One Arizona congressman is standing by him. Trent Franks, critical of Trump's behavior, but standing by his candidacy.
Donald Trump's words degraded and insulted women in the most flagrant possible way. And yet Hillary Clinton's policy is to allow the murder of 500,000 little tiny women every year.
Franks interviewed on CNN. Since August, there have been 119,000 newly registered voters in Arizona, all parties seeing an increase.
Democratic Party increased 35,000. Republicans rose 30,000. And the state's so-called independents, or those folks that haven't designated recognized party, also grew by about 50,000.
Matt Roberts with the Secretary of State's office. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio facing criminal contempt of court charges. Mid-90s in the deserts, upper 60s in the high country. Dry conditions across the state. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
In this check of your KVNX traffic, once again, a service of the Exerent Gender Thermometer. Say that 10 times as fast as you can. We have a closure due to an emergency eastbound I-10 at the stack. You may want to think about McDowell or 27th Avenue this morning. Everything else flowing well. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
From the KFNX Weatherbook Weather Center. Mostly sunny today with a high of 93. Winds beyond the southeast at 5 miles per hour, becoming west by the afternoon. For this evening, it'll be clear with a low of 66. The west northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, then becoming calm. Sunny skies on tap for Thursday with a high of 91. I'm Wayne Trump from the KFNX Weatherbook Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 84 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more from the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
With 8 offices throughout the valley, First Arizona Title Agency averaged $2 billion of local real estate closings annually. Those dollars in turn generate jobs and add value to our local Arizona economy. First Arizona Title Agency is privately owned and operated by local businessmen and women and prides itself on giving back to the community with discounted fees to our teachers and first responders. To find an office close to you, visit firstaztitle.com or call 480-385-6500.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of Your Choice Auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers. Hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, it's being archived on our website, and I know the archive is behind. We're in the middle of staff transition, so we have to get a new person assigned, but our website is eltonbrothers.com. We will get that updated. People keep texting us that we're behind on the archive.
I know. Tom's all over you, boy.
So, I apologize, and Steve, I apologize, and Laura, I apologize.
Wow, a lot of apologies today.
You can listen to past shows, believe it or not. And search the MLS and get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free. And it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
I wonder how Vicky and Rob are doing. I know they're driving to California. They're probably in Buckeye by now. And I know that Vicky's just like, Rob, slow down. You know, that's just the way it is. When you're driving to California, it's always slow down.
Wait, are you trying to make a comment about women and driving here?
No, maybe she's driving. And maybe Rob's saying, Vicky, slow down.
Pull over. Okay, I just want to make sure you weren't stereotyping.
I wasn't stereotyping.
Anything.
I know that they're like, okay, I think it's time for another Starbucks.
I know in my family, I do hear that quite a bit from my wife, my lovely wife.
Yeah. Well, happens? You can only go so fast in a Prius. What are you talking about?
Are you kidding? You just hit the power button. The Prius is like insanity mode with Tesla. Priuses are very scooty, quicky cars.
Rob's in Quartzsite. You remember we used to have a billboard in Quartzsite. Remember?
I do.
Going outside of Quartzsite.
All the truckers used to call us.
We had a billboard, Elton Brothers billboard. It was 40 by 14, our big mugs up there, just saying, moving to Arizona. And it had our phone number and real estate. And this is years ago, but right outside Quartzsite. How about that? Anyway, drive safe, you guys.
So
there's no Starbucks in Quartzsite. So good luck to you.
Gotta be.
Nope.
Rick knows it very well because Rick's been back and forth.
There's a Flying J.
Flying J.
And you get those little thermoses.
That's at the border, my brother. Come on now. You're mixing up your truck stops. All right. You're mixing up your truck stops.
All right. So what are
I want to talk about Trovia.
Trovia.
We have a new listing.
We have
actually
several.
Now it's 2 weeks old. So that still qualifies as new. This is an incredible North Scottsdale gated community, close to an acre lot. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, pool, spa, 3-car garage, incredibly appointed. And it's also got like a kid's wing, bonus room, flex space, and the master has its own separate office. I mean, this is an incredible family-style home, 4,200 to 4,300 square feet, built in 04. And it's on the market for $1,035,000. That's in Gated Trovia, North Scottsdale. If you have any interest in that one, you can call us 480-451-3318.
Think about this for a second. You just said 4,200 square feet in a gated community in Scottsdale. We also have 4,200 square feet in Surprise we talked about earlier. Look at the difference. Look at the value.
That's why I say location, location, location.
Look at the value you get in Surprise for this particular house. It is completely redone, extremely well-appointed. It has all the highest quality from surround sound to gutters to landscaping to It's just an amazing property for $419,000 in Surprise.
There you go.
4,200 square feet.
So if you want gated North Scottsdale on a close to an acre, we got that. And if you want Surprise, like, you know, a palace, we got that. So you got to give us a call, and we got everything in between. Now,
palace.
It's
Taj
like a
Mahal.
Yeah, it's.
You're throwing the words Taj Mahal around a little too loosely, but okay.
It's a very impressive home.
Are you working on
those
pictures?
Wait, you see the pictures? Yes.
Photos.
Rob, we're working on the photos.
Rob's like, come on, man. He's going 85 down the freeway, and I know Vicky's like freaking out.
All right. So here are some seller tips. Putting your house on the market, getting you through the transaction, and probably one of the most important one, a mistake, I should say, that sellers make is choosing the wrong sales price.
Yes.
There is a conception because, you know, sellers, kind of a house is an extension of their life, their family. It's like they're kids almost in a sense. It's the best thing out there. It's the best. It's the end all be all.
Yes.
Like our kids. People, we get it.
You're talking about emotion.
Talking about emotion.
Sometimes people price houses with emotion and not necessarily exactly what market value is willing to participate in a price of that particular house. So, yes, a lot of times people end up beginning with the wrong price, but there are certain areas that pricing is all over the board. You got to start somewhere with a very educated, precise format as to how you price properties.
It's called a market analysis, and that takes into account not only your neighborhood, but if it is hard to price similar type homes in the surrounding areas.
You've got to have a fight. You've got to have a, let's just say, you got to have justification for how you price things. Because an appraiser is ultimately going to look at the property and say, are you out of your mind? Or they're going to say, yes, this makes a lot of sense.
Here's the thing. You are governed. Your price is governed by an appraisal. So it doesn't really do us any good to get a buyer in there and then the house doesn't appraise. So we do have to take that into consideration. Also, you have to be competitive. There's likely to be other homes very similar to yours that are priced effectively. And we're looking at all this stuff. We're looking at closed sales. We're looking at pendings. We're looking at upgrades. We're looking at lot. We're looking at location. We're looking at orientation. You know, all of these things matter. So, but setting a wrong sales price is going to limit your buyer pool, and it's all numbers. Our goal is to get as many buyers through your house as soon as possible. And, you know, the other thing is you have, everybody has their own little situation. So you can price a house to sell in 30 days, 60 days. Oh, I don't need to sell. I just want to, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different things that go behind it with motivation.
True.
But your price is probably the most important thing.
You're saying you take all this information, you put it in a blender, and you hit frappe.
And a number comes out. The Elton Brothers number. All right. So that's one thing. The other thing is putting not enough effort into staging your home for sale. And when I say that, not only am I talking about making it look good, and we've talked about some of the things you can do, but also, you know, getting professional pictures done. Getting professional pictures done. It's an internet society now. Most buyers will find the house online first, and your house, we want it to look as good as it possibly can. Like Rob and Vicky yesterday spent a couple hours with me, helping me move stuff, making it look perfect for the shot, making sure I was aware of everything they wanted to show off in the house and, you know, what sets it apart. So their house is going to look incredible when we get it on the market.
So we're talking about price. We want to be in line with pricing. We want to make sure that the property is going to be photogenic and that it is clean. It is pristine. Pristine sells.
We want to eliminate clutter. We want it to, you know, we want those rooms, their size of the rooms, the architecture of the rooms to show off. We don't need tons of personal effects all over the place. We don't need tons of artwork all over the place. We want the home. We want our buyers to see it. So everything should complement the house.
A couple pictures, a couple personal pictures are fine.
Yes, a couple things, Mike. Absolutely.
You know, but for the most part, people are not buying your personal property. They are buying the house. So they want to see as much of it as possibly can. The next one is attempting to hide major problems.
This is a biggie.
This is
the biggest. Talk about this a lot.
We fill out what is known as a seller property disclosure statement. It is the statement that keeps you out of court. It is the statement that 95% of all lawsuits in real estate have to do with non-disclosure. Non-disclosure. So if you are a seller, disclose everything. It makes a buyer feel good that you are willing to open up a transparent Pandora's box of exactly what is going on with your house.
And what you did to correct those problems. Right. Oh, my house had a leaky roof back in 2010, and we brought a professional company out, and we remediated it.
My house had a water softener blowout, and it flooded the garage. We had an insurance claim. It was fixed. We all good in the hood.
We had termites. We had a termite company like Alliance Pest Management come out. They fixed the problem, and they gave me a warranty.
Yeah.
You know, these are all typical things, and this is what a buyer expects. They want to know the history of this big asset they're buying.
That's right. And houses are man-made. They don't last forever. They need to have deferred maintenance. It is very rare ever that you will see a house that has had no problems to it. Ever.
What's more important is that you talk about what happened. It, as Rick said, it will keep you out of court down the road, and that's what we want to limit liability. How about
underestimating the cost of selling?
This is a great one. You know, now, you know what we do. The title company we use, First Arizona Title, you know, they have an app that we have on our phones, and when we take a listing or we're out with buyers and they want to know what are my closing costs going to be, or a seller, what are my costs going to be, you know, we just plug in numbers and it sends out a sheet. And it shows all the costs right there, because it is expensive to sell a house, and you want to know what your bottom line based on a sales price is going to be. Especially if you're doing remodels and fix and flips. And so you estimate all these costs plus the selling costs, the escrow, title fees, realtor fees, all these things. And we give you that number right up front.
And not to mention, if you're going to price your home, you've got to understand that it'll be anywhere between $15,000 and $5,000 worth of inspection items that you can expect at the second go-around negotiation, which is the due diligence period.
Lots to know. When we come back, we got our favorite new real estate tool this week, plus some more deals of the week. Next on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
With 8 offices throughout the valley, First Arizona Title Agency averaged $2 billion of local real estate closings annually. Those dollars in turn generate jobs and add value to our local Arizona economy. First Arizona Title Agency is privately owned and operated by local businessmen and women and prides itself on giving back to the community with discounted fees to our teachers and first responders. To find an office close to you, visit firstaztitle.com or call 480-385-6500.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley,
text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs, because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Yeah, help! Two medical cooks now burn down the bus. Yeah, help! Yeah, help! If you're a bus, then you can't.
they yell hell.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton, we're still doing short sales. We talked a little bit about that. Bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Give us a call at the show anytime. Talk about anything. We got 10 more minutes, 602-277-5369. I wanted to talk a little bit about stress. Stress. So many people make, you know, this process stressful. It doesn't need to be stressful. If you have a good real estate agent that communicates, it takes out so much of the stress. A lot of it has to do with, are people going to like my home? Are people going, how much money am I going to, what are my net proceeds going to look like? What are my costs? Where am I going to move? How am I going to make a smooth transition? These are all things that you actually have to spend time with your agent, sit down and talk about. If you have a good plan in place, it should reduce 50% of the stress. I'm not going to say 100% of the stress because everybody reacts to stress differently. If you know that you are a person that doesn't react calmly to stressful situations, or you know how you act in stressful situations, then you should take more time and communicate more with the people that are going to try to help you out through this process.
Here's an interesting example. We're selling this home in Fire Rock, which is under contract. I believe it's going to close in November. Well, the sellers,
Knockwood.
The sellers, it's a 6,000 square foot house. It's full of furniture. We need to be out in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. My sellers don't live here that much. They travel all over the world. So as real estate agents, we need to make sure, as Rick said, the transaction goes smoothly. So what am I doing? I'm calling consignment companies. We're getting bids and estimates on all the furniture. I go over there. I take pictures of all the furniture. I send it to all the consignment companies. We see which one is the best one for us, and we make a thing. And then, you know, obviously the rest of the stuff that we're not consigning that we're moving to the new place, well, we're going to need a mover for that. So what am I doing? Well, we have a vendor that we work with on the moving side. We bring him out. We take him around. We get an estimate. We get it to the seller. And then the third thing is, well, where is all this furniture going to go? It's going to go in storage until their new house is ready. So we got to, you know, make calls to storage companies. And so this is all stuff we do as realtors that people don't really associate with us that takes stress off of our sellers.
A lot of sellers are absentee sellers. And so if you're going to be an absentee seller, maybe you live out of state. Maybe you're selling an investment property.
Maybe it's a second home.
And so it's imperative that you have open lines of communication. How are you going to sign documents? What are you going to do with the furniture? How are you going to deal with inspection items?
So that's the other thing. Yeah, they weren't here for the inspection. Sellers weren't. So we as agents, we arrange all that stuff. We're there. We show up. We make sure that people have access. We make sure that we get the right reports and that we follow up with our side if there's questions from their side to get our own specialists in there. So all of these things agents can take off of your shoulders.
I have sellers right now that I'm working with a house that's supposed to close also at the end of the month. They live in Nebraska. They got up, picked up their stuff, left. I sat down with them for 2 hours, went over all the different paperwork, all the different things, and then we decided on a plan. Okay, how are we going to deal with inspection items? How are we going to deal with utilities? How are we going to deal with pool maintenance? How are we going to deal with landscaping? How are we going to deal with closing documents? Where are you going to be? So we get the title company involved. I got them a settlement statement. They know exactly what their net proceeds are going to be. There is no surprises. The biggest issue in real estate could be surprises and the unknown, which stresses people out. And that is what breeds the insecurity and the volatility. Real estate is it's a very interesting thing. It's not just about listing a house and selling it. It's about the process, and it's about relationships, and it's about how people communicate to make this a somewhat stressless situation.
Because there are a lot of different people involved in a real estate transaction.
There's at least 10.
From inspectors to title companies, escrow officers, different vendors, moving companies, all kinds of fun stuff.
Buyers,
obviously
sellers,
buyers, sellers,
lenders, appraisers, termite people, inspectors. I mean, it all goes on and on. Yeah. So all this stuff needs to be coordinated. And a lot of people just don't have the intestinal fortitude for it.
But if you want to work with good communicators who also have flexible fees, and we've been doing this 35 plus years, we'll talk about your home on the radio. You can give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about listing your home and what we can do for you, aside from the professional photography and all the major hundreds of websites that you will be exposed to. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. Also, the drone photography that we're doing, which is incredible. Look at the drone photography on our Atrovia listing on the Elton Brothers website. It's pretty cool.
EltonBrothers.com.
Now, Rick, we're running out of time here.
I know.
And I have my new favorite real estate tool of the week.
Dave's a tool. Dave has tools. Excuse me.
You ready? Drum roll. Here we go. The ostrich feather duster.
Oh! That came from left field.
Of course, the ostrich.
Does it have to be ostrich?
Yes. That is the best dusting feather. There's a lot of synthetic dusters out there, but the ostrich feather duster, and it's about a $10 to $15 item. You can probably get it for a little bit less, but I'm just trying to be conservative. $10 to $15. I'm telling you what, here is how you clean all of your shutters and blinds in a 3,000 square foot house in 15 minutes. You shut all the shutters and you take your ostrich feather duster and you go across all of them. This is before, you know, we get it listed and get it on because people will see the dust.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. Have you ever heard that before? It's so true.
It's incredible.
You can have the most beautifully upgraded property on the planet. And if it's dirty or if it doesn't smell right,
it's going to turn people off.
People are gone. Audi 5 to Audi.
So take your ostrich feather duster and hit all your blinds. Just close them and just give it a good once over and get the, and you're ready for it. Then you open them up and you're ready for a showing.
Well, thank you for the weekly tool. Dave, why do you do that? Why do you bang
stuff
around?
Take it easy. They can't hear that.
How much? Okay. If you can hear me banging around, give us a call. Let us know if you can hear that. I can hear it. It reverberates through my brain.
All right. So just to review the list, we've got the carpet rake. We've got the ostrich feather duster from today. We've got the CLR for the cleaning of the showers and glass and many other uses. And we've got home goods for lighting. Don't let anyone say your house is too dark. Overcome that objection.
Light is everything.
Don't know where we're going to be on our tool next week, but those are four good ones.
Never give somebody an excuse not to like your house. Is it too dark? Does it not smell right? People smoke in their houses these days still. To this day, they still do it. It blows my mind. We had a house listed not long ago that smelled like smoke. We got a company out there, Boss Services. I'll give them a little plug. They came in, they cleaned the vents, and the place smelled so much better. And we sold it within a week after we got those vents cleaned. It took us 45 days to get somebody to buy that house because it smelled like smoke.
There you go.
There's no difference between smoking your house and throwing $100 bills in a fireplace. No difference. Each cigarette you smoke in your house, you're throwing money away.
All right.
You might as well make a s'more out of $100 bills.
Okay.
You know what s'mores are?
My wife says we've made our point, Rick.
I can't drill that home enough.
I think you have.
I can't. Sorry, Steve.
It's like the Marcellus Shale in here we've drilled so much. All right.
Fracking.
Here we go. We got some deals of the week,
all
Rick.
Right. Deal of the week. This property and surprise, we talked about it all day today. It's been the highlight of the day. $419,000 for 4,252 square feet, completely upgraded. One of the most well-appointed, put-together properties in surprise for $419,000.
I'm going to Peoria.
In Sierra, Montana. Go ahead.
Peoria, four-bedroom, three-bath, two-car garage, 25 to 2,600 square feet. Built in 06, just came on the market. $225 in Peoria.
$225 in Peoria. Whoa. Okay, let's go to Tempe. Three bedrooms, 1 3/4 baths, 1567 square feet, built in 68. $196,000 in Tempe, $125 a foot, where the average home in Tempe is about $160 a foot.
Chandler, three bedroom, two bath, two car garage, built in 95, 26 to 2700 square feet. $250,000 in Chandler.
Scottsdale.
Under $100 a foot. Wow.
Scottsdale, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3543 square feet, built in 07. Whoa. They just had a price reduction, $535 to $499.
Wow.
$141 a foot, where the average in Scottsdale for this price range, over $200 a foot.
Anthem, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2-car garage, 2,200 square feet, built in 06, $229 in Anthem, Rick.
All right, do you have anything on Buckeye there?
I don't.
Ah, Buckeye, the happiest place on earth. You know what? I'm telling you. Prices have been rising there in these outlying areas. The 303 out by Surprise is going to make
that's my new favorite freeway. I was on it yesterday.
Gold mine out there. One of the fastest growing cities in the United States.
I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, our men behind the glass, Chet and Robert, and of course a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, and 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home at eltonbrothers.com. We'll see you next Wednesday at 11 right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Savage Nation. KFNX News Time. It's 12 o'clock. Right.